feel being in Vogue magazine and being, was it the first Aztec dancer?
Well, I would say, yeah, one of the first, the Aztec dancer is actually in, to come and it, in July of 2018. That was pretty exciting. So I came out in an article that that a photographer had just put in Vogue if it hadn't been for social media these days. So yeah.
When I was 8 years old, and to where I am now, it's got me to dance and
music videos.
My son, you know, to pass that on generation by generation and being able to dance for my culture and the Avera Street in Los Angeles and to dance for beautiful churches. And bringing that tradition back here to the States because that culture tends to get lost through our families. And if we don't, you know, at my age, if I don't pass that on, it's going to get lost in translation. And that's one thing that's my fear. So I would say danza has gotten me through a lot of different experiences. And being able to walk that life. Not only as a hobby, it's not a hobby, it's a lifestyle, being a Aztec dancer, especially here in LA. It's only been around for 36 years here in the United States, and it's from Mexico, and being part of that is very exciting as an individual, and beautiful, and my spirit keeps on growing within it. If I didn't have it, I really don't know where I would be. And
get there.
But growing within danza has taught me a lot of strength and courage and actually a lot of, being prideful for where I come from, because there's a lot going on in this world and something that you have like to stand for and to not only it's to respect but to grow and to share with whoever is willing to listen. I would say that was that's probably one of my biggest fulfillments in my life is my danza.
Do you think it will last?
Of course.
Forever. Do you think people will still continue to carry it out through all these generations?
Well, that's what I hope. Being as I continue dancing is that it will hopefully stick to my my children and their grandchildren and if I were to stop I'd be sad to see that it would just end there and we need more people like myself and being surrounded by it 24/7. I think it's fulfillment and within my heart, my soul, and my culture. So
do you think that it's good, using my sister and I as like examples to be brought up in that environment of dancing?
Well, of course, because, you know, if anything, you know, when I get older and you guys get older, you guys are going to be able to pass that on to, you know, to your children in quotations.
Quotations.
And then, you know, there you go. It's you don't want it to be a lost art, your culture to just die out like that with just one person. So, of course, to be able to spread that within my family, I think it's amazing.